Voters in the tiny northeast kingdom town of East Haven will decide tomorrow whether to approve an education budget that would raise their taxes. The town school closed its doors 4 years ago. As VPR Charlotte Albright explains, it's turning out to be more expensive to educate East Haven children elsewhere than it was to keep the school open in the first place.
Is that going to go to White River then back
in out? East Haven's tiny post office, town clerk Franklin Higgins is mailing out an absentee ballot to a voter. He's sent out 20 so far. There are only 177 voters. The hot topic on the Australian ballot is a school tax rate hike that many, including Higgins, think is too high.
My taxes would go up $400 almost. We've got one person in town, their taxes would go up over $1,300.
Education costs are rising, not falling in East Haven, even though it closed its school in hopes of keeping taxes under control. That year, 2011, the population was declining, and there were only 11 students in grades K through 6. Now the town has to pay tuition for 20 elementary students attending schools in other towns and for 21 secondary students. That's 10 more high schoolers than last year. A heater keeps a vehicle repair shop warm in the center of town. It's one of the only businesses here, but owner Andy Death says families are moving to East Haven to take advantage of school choice. He's willing to cover those costs, though, because he wants his kids and everyone else's to have a good education, even if they have to leave town to get it.
Somebody paid for my education. Somebody's got to pay for these kids' education. So, I don't know. I could probably stop buying a soda on the weekend and help support a kid. It's not that big a deal for me, but for fixed income people, get a tax jump, it hurts.
Death said it also hurt a little to see his hometown school shut down, but he says his kids are being well-educated nearby in Burke. His old school now houses a municipal office and library. Another, much older, one-room schoolhouse is on the tax rolls now as a veterinary clinic. Owner Sally Schluter loves showing visitors around a spacious, sunlit clinic in an historic building that used to be crammed with little desks and chairs.
And it's fun when people walk in because they remember where things were and where they sat. I love that when we have certain people come in.
Schluter doesn't live in East Haven, so she won't bear the brunt of the school tax hike. But she does pay property tax on this office building, and she would like to see more businesses move into town. If offering school choice attracts young families here, that's fine with her.
I think that it's really special that it's still a school choice town. And because that just gives all the kids and the parents so many more choices of what's a good fit. And I do totally believe in a good fit for the students.
As a non-resident, Schluter doesn't get a vote on Tuesday, and many residents have told town clerk Franklin Higgins they plan to vote down the school budget. But most of the education costs are fixed. So Franklin figures the only way to substantially reduce education costs is to rein in administrative salaries in the Caledonia North Supervisory Union, and that's a budget item over which East Haven, with a school board but no school, has little control. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.